Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
That's right. It's time. Time for another episode of the number one podcast on internet about glues and adhesives, advice, tips, all kinds of stuff. You found it. Way to go. My name is Mr. Biggs. That's with two G's and Mr. Biggs. And the name of the show is Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs. That's me. And there's a couple of different ways that you can ask your questions about adhesives or glues. You can send me an email. Electronic mail is what they call it. But they shorten it up. They make it shorter for simplicity's sake. And that email address is BiggsCast@gmail.com. All right, and if you find yourself forgetting that email address, go on over to askmrbiggs.com, and all of the contact information is available there. Taking some calls on the podcast today. If you would like to ask an adhesive question, maybe you've got a project at home that you've having trouble with. Can't find the right glue. I've used them all. I can help you out. You can go ahead and give me a call right now. Lines are wide open. Area code 631-251-0503. And while I'm thinking about it, we're going to tweet out that number on the Twitter. Let's see. Taking glue questions right now. Oh, don't want to make the same mistake as last time. Got to put the number, and I'm going to put the phone number in the tweet so that people who see the tweet will be able to call in with their questions about adhesives and tapes and whatnot. 631-251-0503. Nope. Wrong key. 03. All right. And we're off to the races. Here on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
I'd like to start things off with a little news story, a little story picked from the headlines regarding glues and adhesives in a segment that we like to call Breaking News. I like to call it that. When I say we, I'm talking about the podcast as a collective, which at this point is mostly just me. Because I'm the only one here, for reasons I do not wish to discuss. All right, today's breaking news story comes to us, Dateline, Universal City, California. California, where all the fruits and nuts are. That's what they say. They say all the fruits and nuts are in California. And I gotta say, I do not disagree, because here in this breaking news story, it says, protesters climb, glue themselves to globe outside Universal Studios to mark Earth Day. Earth Day, which is the day that you take your cans to the recycling. So they climbed up on this big metal globe and they glued themselves. Two people from a group called Extinction Rebellion LA were seen climbing up the globe at Universal Studios Hollywood. Once they reached the top, the protesters reportedly glued themselves to the globe. Fire crews and police responded to the theme park to retrieve the protesters from the sculpture. I'm scanning through the story here. It does not say what kind of glue they used. I mean, I got my thoughts on what I would use. No, I wouldn't do this. This is dumb. It's stupid. And look at this. We've got another. We got a twofer. A twofer news story. Breaking news twofer. It's a first time twofer on the breaking news. Because the same thing was going on over in Britain, the UK. It says here, climate change protester glues her, how do I put this delicately? Can I say tits? No, I can't. She glued her boobs to the, this is going to have to wait because we got a call coming in. I don't want to ignore the calls. We'll come back to the breaking news. Don't worry. All right. Hey, you've tuned into Stick It with Mr. Biggs. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad that I can talk to you. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I have a very important question.
Okay, shoot.
My wife and me were in the car, and when I was driving home, she fell asleep. It was around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I locked the door, and the window were up. So I just locked the door. I went home expecting that she would come home. In a few minutes, she wakes up. And half an hour later, she came home furious.
Huh.
Angry that you tried to kill me. You left me in the car with the windows up and locked the door.
Okay. All right. Now you're saying that you're bing bong. You're saying that you left your wife in the car?
I didn't expect to stay that long, and besides, I don't think half an hour
bing bong.
Or even an hour or two is going to kill you, although I didn't have any intention to kill you this way. I could find a better way to do that.
Yeah, you got lots of ways to kill your wife, I got it. Hey, why are you trying to kill your wife?
No, we just went to buy, we were going to a wedding at night, and we went to buy a card. And,
what kind of card? Bing bong.
A wedding card.
Okay.
She bought the card, and then she was in the car. I went and bought the card. I came in the car, drove home. So I just locked the door and came home.
Okay, well, it seems like she was probably concerned about the heat buildup in the car. And so you got to do something to block the UV light. You got to put something on the windows.
Yeah.
I would recommend getting some... get some aluminum and barium powder, and you mix that with some distilled water and rubbing alcohol and a little bit of corn syrup, and then take a basting brush and just brush it all over the car window.
So
and then
I just
park it in a shady place, let that dry, and that's a good, simple, easy home tip to block the UV light. And, of course, make sure you leave the windows open next time she's in there, you know, like you did, right?
The window were up.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Hey, listen, Chief, we're talking about glue right now, so try the aluminum and barium solution, and I hope I've provided you with excellent service.
I'm very happy.
Great. Call back with a glue question, will you? Okay. It's a foul ball, first out of the gate. So, where was I? Oh, yeah! She glued her, what can I call them? She glued her bosoms. Can I say bosoms? She glued her bosoms to the asphalt, right there in the middle of the street. Now, when I say asphalt, that's a different word. You don't have to bleep asphalt. The asphalt is a mix of petroleum products and gravel. It's not dirty, and we'll just say street. She glued her bosoms to the street in protest. And it says here, another woman glued herself to a train window. People gluing themselves all over the place at the London Stock Exchange. They glued themselves to the front of the Treasury. And there were police all over the place trying to get them off. And I'm scanning the story here, and I'm trying to find... I cannot find what kind of glue they use, because that could be... That's not a real good way to protest. Because depending on what kind of curing time you're dealing with, people are going to call the authorities. And you got to make sure that you get a good solid bond before they show up. Okay, let's try to go to the phones here. Because I'm having... Okay, we're having a little bit of wiring problems. Don't worry, everything's under control. Operation! It's a one-man deal here. Okay. Is that... Hello, caller, are you on? Let me try this. Is the caller there?
Yes.
Great. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Fantastic. Now, please tell me that you've brought a glue question to the table.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not.
Did I not make it clear that this was a glue show
glue? Yes, I know what you're talking about, but I did not. I'm sorry.
Apology not accepted.
Why?
Well, because the show is called Stick It.
Stick It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, an advice show about glues and adhesives.
Okay, and, that makes sense.
You know, people that need help with their glue-ups.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
sure.
The guy to ask
gotcha.
About your glue questions.
Gotcha.
So now I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now that you know what the show is about... What question would you like answered about glue? Anything at all? Glues? Tapes? Adhesives? Any question that you may have?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, if you don't have a glue question, it doesn't make any sense to continue here because...
Right, exactly.
I'm very confused why you would call up a podcast advice show about glue. I mean, you said you don't have any glue questions.
I don't know. I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm just kind of getting my feet wet again a little bit.
Okay, well, this is your last chance. What's your glue question? There must be something.
There's
Never mind. Thank you for calling, and and don't ever call me again.
So thank you so much. You're really fun.
Yeah, I am fun. It's a very popular podcast. People love Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs. I forgot where I was. It's been remarkably difficult to get people to understand the point of the show, and I spent a good portion of the beginning of the podcast explaining it. It's well established on internet. People talk about it all the time. Should we do the email? Well, luckily, saved by the flashing light. We'll do another call. All right, there. Caller, you're on the air.
Thanks, hi. My question is whether or not I should continue communicating with my father that has...
I don't understand what's happening here.
Well, he's calling me, you know, all kinds of horrible things.
He's calling you names? He's a name caller?
I'm sorry, what?
He's calling you names?
Yes.
Well, what, like stupid dumbhead?
Yes.
You call him names back?
No, I don't.
You just sit there and take it?
Yes.
Well, why would your dad start calling you names?
He's always been difficult.
But you don't got to put up with that.
He's my father.
Well, what does that got to do with anything?
You need to respect your family and your parents and treat them with, like, the utmost respect.
Listen,
and so on and so forth.
Next time he tries to call you names, tell him, you're rubber and I'm glue. And whatever you say bounces off of me and it sticks on you because you're covered in glue, too. And that's how you turn a horrible call into a glue call. Thanks for calling. We're taking glue questions. Are we on podcast? Is the podcast on? You know what? Before we continue, I think we should take a break. Let's take a little break. We'll come back. We'll regroup. I'll screen a couple of these calls. And we'll see what happens. We'll be back right after this.
Stick it.
Who loves onions?
We'll make you feel good.
With bangs.
You'll have a great time.
On the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
Let our magic work on you.
A place to play each and every day.
Yeah. With bang.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. With bangs.
The hot, hot, hot.
Now, for a very limited time, when you buy one grilled onion sandwich, you'll get the second one for half off. Add a slice of Swiss for just $1.75 extra. We'll even throw in a free dinner mint. You're going to need it. Two for the price of one. You buy one, you get the second one half off.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
See you here at Wishbangs for lunch. Wishbangs.
The hot, hot, hot.
Where the fun never ends, and the party's never ending. Mint supplies are limited. Act fast, 1 minute per customer.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs? Yeah. Podcast about glues and adhesives. Taking your calls right now at 631-251-0503. Caller, let's see here. There. You're on Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Hello.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Earlier you mentioned about the aluminum and barium particles that possibly the reflecting sunlight.
Oh, yeah, that guy that was trying to kill his wife.
The aluminum and barium would be expensive.
Well, not if you buy it in bulk. I mean, when you piece it out over, if you got like a fleet of vehicles, 3 or 4 or 12, it's actually only a couple of bucks a car when you do more than one at a time.
Well, why don't they use big Mylar balloons filled with helium to reflect sunlight?
Yeah, I had not thought of that.
The balloons will be a lot less expensive.
Well, yeah, but then there's not going to be any room inside the car for his wife to take a nap, though.
Well,
jeez. All right, this show has been remarkably devoid of glue content, so let's go ahead and do an email. What the hell?
Email.
All right, this email comes to us from Austin, Texas, and it reads, Dr. Biggs. It says Dr. Biggs. I'm not a doctor. I can understand why you might make that mistake, because I'm a man of authority, and I'm a man of knowledge, but I have not received any doctorates, honorary or otherwise, but I appreciate the false respect. Dr. Biggs, I recently got an acrylic retainer that I have to wear all day, every day, including when I eat. It keeps my jaw aligned and corrects my overbite. Yeah, sounds like a real winner. If few days ago, I noticed a small crack forming on the part that goes over my back left molar. The crack doesn't go all the way through the acrylic yet, but I feel like it's only a matter of time. Oh, got another call. Hold on, email. Emailing listener. Hold on. Got another call. Let's get them before they go away. Hello, you're on with Biggs.
Hello, thank you for letting me on.
You're welcome. What's up?
I have a few little things I'd like to mention if I have time.
Well, not really. How about one thing?
Okay. Yeah. I have been an inventor since I was really young, and I've invented dozens of things.
Have you maybe invented something glue-related? Maybe something available to the public?
This will be available to the public as soon as I have the money to pay the patent office, which wants to extort $500 from me before they will let me have a patent.
Well, what is it?
I have invented a new law which should say that applicants who do not have the money to pay the fee up front should be able to get the patent right away when this comes out.
Okay. No, I get it. You didn't invent anything. You invented a law.
And if I make billions of dollars, okay, I'd be happy to give the patent office millions of dollars instead of the $500 which they want.
All right, honey, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Not very much. And I give up. It's just an uphill climb. And I don't think that I don't think I've got it in me. No more glue calls. No more. Just scrap it. We're just going to do open phones. I tried my best. I gave it the old college try. And I failed. A little disappointed in myself, but let's go ahead and finish the email. I just don't care anymore. People clearly don't care about glue. Why should I? All right, so this loser's got a retainer and he broke it. Is there anything I can use to keep the crack from expanding? I'm not too concerned about toxicity unless it will kill me in less than 10 years. I could keep it out of my mouth for a few days if it needs to dry or cure for a long time. I just have to eat a lot of soup because chewing without it can be painful. Thanks a lot, signed, Phoenix in Austin, Texas. Okay, dear Phoenix, I don't care. Go back to the dentist, have him fix it. You got insurance, right? I mean, you could use a UV cure of resin epoxy and then, you know, shine it under a UV light for a couple of seconds. It'll fix it up real quick, but I don't care anymore. I don't care what you do. I mean, wrap masking tape around it for all I care. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take it out on you, but today's show is not going as planned. Let's try this again. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nellie. And that dumb garage door goes up and down.
Yeah, garage door. Oh, it's open phones, everybody. Her garage door goes up and down.
Yeah, keeps going up and down.
Up and down, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the garage door is supposed to go up and down.
The opener.
Oh, you mean it's doing it all by itself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how long has this been happening?
I'm not sure, because I've only been living in this apartment for a few years.
So it just goes up all by itself?
Yeah.
And then it goes down?
Yeah.
All right, well, what kind of car are you driving?
I drive a 89 Escort.
Is that 1989?
Yeah, 89.
Oh, that's a pretty old car. Have you considered maybe getting a newer model?
Well, I haven't tried another car.
Okay, well, let's work the problem. I need you to go out by the garage for me, okay?
Yeah, I'm outside in the car.
Oh, okay, great.
But I'm having trouble at my garage door opener. I have to have the car in neutral or in park, or that garage door goes up and down. Now, does Ford have something in it that causes this problem?
Well, not that I know of, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Do you have a ham radio rig or a CB in your little Escort there?
No.
Because if you key it up, it might be causing interference with the receiver.
Know. But the funny thing is, I was wrestling with this door, and one of the other girls on the other side of the garages tried to get in hers, and hers was going up and down. So I stopped.
It sounds like some local ham guy is messing with you, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, probably watching you from a distance. Every time he keys up, your door starts going.
Oh, I thought the candid camera was around.
Oh, yeah, he's probably filming you. Yeah. Video filming you and watching you from afar. You and your neighbor getting all upset.
I see.
Yeah, then he's going home and he watches it all by himself.
Well, I know people thought I was a little touch. They got a good laugh.
Oh, I don't think he's laughing. Yeah, he's probably just watching the vids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, sweetheart, you're going to want to replace that door receiver post-haste, okay?
Yeah. Opener.
Yeah, yeah, the opener door receiver. Get one with a rolling code so it's going to be less susceptible to outside radio frequency interference, okay? And thanks for the call.
And
All right, yeah, I don't care that it's not a glue call because it's open phones. We're doing open phones from now on. In fact, we'll change everything. We're going to change the website. Change the name of the show. It's back. We're going to do Ask Mr. Biggs again, everyone. Welcome back to me, to Ask Mr. Biggs on podcast. Yay! Open phones. Everybody can call with your stupid, crazy questions. I don't care. Why would I? Because I'm just here to be a receptacle of knowledge. 631-251-0503. All right. Caller, you're on.
Oh, that's wonderful. First, I want to tell you what I did.
What?
I found a thing on eBay that said you can run your car from electromagnets, and it cures cancer. So I bought it, and I built the machine on my electric generator. I'm nervous as a cat in a dog pound, but...
Why?
And
Wait. Why are you so nervous?
I hope they don't come and kill me now, but... I'm disconnected from the grid.
Well, just because you're disconnected doesn't mean someone's going to come and kill you, for goodness sakes. Come on.
George Bush's grandpa was a Nazi, so anything can happen in America.
I don't like politics. Well, tell me about your thing. What is that?
Well, cool. Well, this thing, it just runs on its own. It's an electromagnet, and when the electromagnet comes on, it pushes the piston around. And every now and then, if I turn on too many lights, it'll drag a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, when the load gets too high.
Sure, I think I'm just going to get me a 10,000 watt and I got a Briggs & Stratton motor that's on it that runs off the electromagnet, and I'm going to put that on there, and I'll have 10,000 watts electricity for free.
So you took a two-stroke generator motor and you just put fridge magnets on it?
It's an electromagnet. I got this thing running on electromagnets, no gasoline, and I'm generating all my electricity for free.
Whoa, you two-stroke motors fuel or oil, at some point you're going to have to worry about thermal breakdown.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you what I like about thermal is the underwear.
Yeah.
I hope they don't come and kill me now.
Yeah, me too, Chief. Thanks. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's the kind of quality call that we get when you just open it up to everybody. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to what was a great show about glues and adhesives, which no longer is. Welcome to the new Ask Mr. Biggs podcast. We're going to close down the phones, but we got one more coming in. I'll take one more call. We don't have much time. Let me check the cassette here. All right. I got time for one quick call. You're on. Hello.
Hi. This is exciting. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm really excited, and I'm laughing to myself while I'm waiting. This is something that happened several years ago in 1990. Actually, I can still laugh about it.
Well, I don't know if it's that funny.
But,
I guess we're going to find out, though.
Yeah, we'll find out. Well, this we were doing a project at our church, and it was kind of a deal where we'd have a meeting every week or every 2 weeks, and we put out flyers, and we never know who was going to show up, and we kept hoping a lot more people would show up, but then there was, like, the main core of us, you know, the group. And one of the members of our group was a volunteer firefighter, and it just so happened that the night we were going to have the meeting, he was on call. But he said, the only way I can go, you know, go to the meeting is if you guys come to the fire station, we've got like a room there, you know, it's like a community room or something. And we said, well, okay, you know. And so my friend and I and her mother and an elderly aunt, there's two elderly women, and then her, and she's about my age.
A bunch of old ladies.
Younger women. And so we went there, and this firefighter had told us, you know, he said, just come to the side entrance. So we knew that, you know, where the fire station was, and we went to the side entrance, and we walk in, and we're, you know, chit-chatting and talking like women usually do, and there's this table just full of people.
What kind of table was it?
I was kind of looking, because I didn't recognize one single person, and I kept thinking, this is unusual. You know, I didn't know anybody there, but I thought, wow, we got a lot of new people tonight. This is exciting.
I'm serious. What kind of table was it?
It was like a long conference-type table, and every chair was filled with, you know, someone. And so we're chit-chatting, and then, you know, kind of loud, and we come in, and these people, they just kind of look up at us, and but, you know, we thought, no, these are other people from the church or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say they're probably people from your church. I was going to say that.
So, anyhow, my friend goes, well, I have to use the ladies' room. And so her aunt and mother said, yeah, we do too, and I didn't. And so I said, well, I'll wait for you guys here, you know. Yeah. And so I was just kind of standing by the door, and I was kind of looking around. There was no place for me to sit. Otherwise, I was going to go sit. And so I'm just standing, and I'm waiting.
Me too!
And these people are just, they keep staring at me.
Yeah, the old snake eyes.
And I thought, gee, this is kind of strange. And then I thought, well, gee, there's not enough, you know, chairs. And
well, too bad you didn't have an extra chair.
Well, it turned out there was some chairs piled up at one end of the room, and then there were some extra tables.
Oh, good!
Great. You know, I'm a mother and a wife, and I'm used to taking charge. And so I thought, well, I got to get another table over here and some more chairs, because there's not going to be enough chairs for, you know, my friend and the other.
Get to the point!
I am just looking around, and there was men and women sitting at the table, and they were just looking at me like I was from outer space or something, you know. And I couldn't figure this out.
Maybe they were staring at you because you talked too much.
Well, what had happened in the meantime was this volunteer firefighter had evidently gone through another door or something, and found these. They had come out of the ladies' room, and he had found
this
them
is a good story,
and brought them over to another part of the building, which I didn't know. And I'm standing there, and so I just took it upon myself. I just went over in the corner, and I started lugging this table over.
You moved it all by yourself?
And it was a really heavy table.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and these people, they just kept looking at me, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got a little angry.
Well, they're giving you snake eyes. I understand.
I said, well, could one of you guys help me with this table? It's really heavy. And I'm starting to lug it. And they just kept looking at me, and finally they realized that I thought I was supposed to be there in that meeting. Well, it turned out that one of them said, oh, your meeting is in that room. And then I looked at the whole room full of people, and I went, oh. And everybody started laughing,
yeah.
And I started laughing, and by the time I got to the other room, and I'm laughing, and I walk in, no one in the other room knew what had gone on. And so I kind of had to tame myself down because I was giggling and they thought, what? And then I did tell the firefighter, I was kind of mumbling something about it, and he said, oh, those are the big brass, too, but the looks on their faces.
Yeah, because you just walked right in on their meeting. That's great.
But when they realized, you know, that I really thought I was supposed to be in that room, then
right,
I
played
it was just hilarious. Well, I had to subdue my, you know, laughter and everything pretty much the rest of the night. But when I got home, I was telling my husband and daughter about it, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was giggling, and I was laughing till like 2 in the morning, and my daughter was in the other room, and she was in high school, and she said, Mom, be quiet. I have to get up for school. So to this day, whenever I get this little thing in my mind about the fire station story,
listen,
my
honey,
husband and daughter go, no, Mom, don't do the fire station story.
Listen, honey, I got to go. Thanks for calling the show formerly known as Stick It.
Stick It.
Well, we had a good run.
Yeah, well,
no, hey, hey, lady, no, hold.
You know,
put her on hold. Put her on hold. All right, well, listen, if you want to ask me a question about anything now, I don't care, whatever. It's bigscast@gmail.com or go to askmrbigs.com for open phones on Ask Mr. Biggs. That's me, Mr. Biggs with 2 G's.
Stick it.
Yeah. Those of you who have already sent in questions about Glow, I'll get to those eventually. But I gotta be honest, I gotta take a little break. I can't deal with it anymore. Do you realize how many people ask me questions in real life every day? And I sit down to do the show, can't get one stinking Glow phone call. What is it with you people? I don't mean to, you know what? I don't mean to take it out on you. It is not your fault. In fact, I want to thank you people for supporting the show, especially those people on Patreon.
Stick it.
You know, speaking of Patreon, we're going to have to do some changes around there. Heads up, you supporters. Look out for that. And thank you to Moses Cavaliudi, Matthew Elias Hiabert, Richard Maybe, and Amy Bennett. Yeah, thanks for your support, and if the rest of you want to help, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
Now, the rest of you who support the show by either listening or telling your friends or tweeting and whatever about it, that's appreciated as well, but not as much. You understand, right? Go on over to askmrbiggs.com and all of the contact information is available there. All right, we'll be back next time with Ask Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
No, not stick it. Do we still have the old theme music? Do we still have that? I'm going to have to check my zip disks. I got them here somewhere.